This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the talent crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. Hello, this is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. There's no Vincent today. He's busy with his farm work. So it's just me today, and Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, and I'm calling from Australia, from the People's Republic of Victoria, governed by our glorious dictator Dan Andrews. You'll note the sarcasm in my voice there. So anyway, I won't mention him anymore on the broadcast today because he's, you know, we just have to deal with what he does out here. Now, what I'm going to be talking about today is what you do. This whole broadcast actually is inspired by Charles from Ohio. And he called up the show, I think, on Monday, and he said, what do you do if you're in a situation where you have very, very little money and you have to make do, you have to, and maybe winter's coming on and you live in a cold climate and you have to make do, you have to keep warm and you have to... you know, basically survive in a subsistence setting when you have an extremely low income. And when Charles said that, if he's listening at the moment, by the way, he's welcome to call in. Other people are also welcome to call in, but I can't see your names. But if you want to call in, then I'm sure that Jason will be able to handle your call and fix it all up so that we can be on air together. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. So if Charles from Ohio wants to call in or if anybody wants to call in, they are quite welcome to call in, and I'm sure that Jason will be able to patch the call through. Although I can't see... because I'm calling from my cell phone, I can't see who the callers are. So I'm just going to have to rely on what Jason tells me there. Now, I think that it's appropriate right now to just talk about a little bit of my background. For most of my adult life, I've lived on a very, very low income. And there have been times in my life where I've actually been homeless. And fortunately, I'm not homeless anymore, and I'm never going to be homeless again, God willing. Bless the living God for that. I live on a 20-acre homestead in country Victoria, and in an off-the-grid adobe mud brick farmhouse. And I have my own water supply, and I have my own electrical supply, and I grow my own, a lot of my own food, not all of my own food, but I grow some of my own food, and that, you know, I'm growing more of my food all the time. The idea in the end is so that I'm eventually going to be growing most of my own food. But the thing is that I've managed to put all this together with some help from family members who had a bit more money than I did. But I was able to, I am able to get this homestead established on quite a low income, and I would like to share a bit today of some tips and tricks. If you find yourself in a very low income setting, maybe you're a homeless person, maybe you're a person who just has a very low income, who's living on disability or unemployment benefits or something like that. Now, what Charles was talking about was he was talking about the problem of keeping warm in a cold climate when you don't have much income. And as soon as he mentioned that, I remembered something that my, a little trick that my dad taught me many, many, many years ago. And my dad had always lived in quite good circumstances. But when he got married, they moved into an off-the-grid farm, small farm of about 17 acres. And initially they had no electricity. And Dad built his own house and he set up the water supply. He drilled a bore, a well, and he set up a windmill. And he set up tanks, and that was how he established the water supply. But one trick that I remembered him doing when I was a little girl was that he would get an old paint can, a 1 gallon paint can, okay, 4 litres, and what he would do is he would make a hole in the side of the paint can at the bottom of it, maybe about 2 inches by 4 inches at the bottom of the paint can. And he would have the top of the paint can open, and what he would do is he would use the hole at the bottom that he'd made at the bottom of the paint can as a stoking hole. And he would make a highly efficient little stove out of this paint can. And when I asked him as a child, Dad, where did you learn to do that? He said, oh, I've always known how to do that. My pa taught me. That was his grandpa. Now, although Granddad had always lived in quite fortunate circumstances prior to his marriage, prior to moving out to the farm, which he eventually established into quite a good farm, by the way, what he did, his grandfather lived in very, very impoverished circumstances. His name was called Pa Shearing, and he came from Shepherd's Bush in London. His whole family was from there. They had been there, you know, as long as anybody could remember. But when Pa Shearing was living in Shepherd's Bush as a little boy, it was during the Victorian era, which, and the circumstances of his life were positively, they were from something out of a Charles Dickens novel. They really were. They were extremely poor. And yet, people made do. And what they would do is they would get old cans of paint and they would make a hole in the bottom. And they would use the top, the open top, as a chimney. And you could cook on it. And what my dad used to do was he used to use it as a miniature forge. So he would put a hot iron in there, a hot poker in there, and he would heat it red hot. And he would use it to maybe solder. He would use it to maybe do some welding, or to do hot poker work designs on wood. When he was younger, he had horses, and he used to use this type of forge for doing his horseshoeing. little, very small forge, very portable, very lightweight. And if you were a homeless person, it would be something that you could very, very easily fit into your pack. And I've seen them made online out of even bean cans. Okay? Maybe that would be a little bit too small. I think that the optimal size for this type of stove would probably be about a 4 to 10 litre can. Okay, that would be the optimal size. I would say that if you were living as a homeless person, probably the 4 litre or the 1 gallon can would be better. Now these cans, they're sometimes used for paint, but they're also sometimes used, you get similar cans with oil in them. And often at fast food restaurants, they have larger cans that they have cooking oil in these cans. They usually have them stacked out at the back. They usually have just way too many of them. And often they're even filled with oil, which is probably even better if they have used cooking oil in them. You could ask the manager if you could have one of these, used oil cans, either empty or full, and they'd be more than glad to get rid of them because they take up space. They're messy, and they have to actually pay somebody often to get rid of them. So the happier people, often they're happy. And if they're not, then just go down the road and find another fast food restaurant, and I'm sure that you'll be able to find one very easily. Like I say, it's very easy to turn even that sort of can into a portable stove to cook on and to have some heat. You get a knife or an axe or anything, basically it's not very thick metal, it's very, very easy to cut through. So even something like an old-fashioned can opener that Vincent Finelli talks about, or a screwdriver or anything basically, a pair of tin snips, probably even one of these very strong pairs of scissors that you come across sometimes. Cut a hole in the bottom and you just bend the steel out and it can form a little spark catcher. Even if you don't take that little piece of metal off, it can form a little spark catcher, okay, which can be handy. Or you can cut it off. It's up to you. And just make sure you hammer down any sharp edges. And then the original hole that would have formed the chimney spout, you get any plastic spouts off of it with, like, once again, a knife. And you just use that original pouring hole as the chimney. And if you leave the top of the stove intact, the top of the can intact, it can actually form something of a hot plate. So you can put cooking pots, fry pans, or whatever on there. Now, this is a way that you can keep warm. It burns using small twigs and sticks up to about maybe an inch or an inch and a half warm. I can hear music, but I'm going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break. So make sure you stay tuned, and I look forward to speaking to you all soon.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, Dexter. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking. Vincent's busy with some farm work again today, so I'm keeping the chair warm for him. And today we're discussing about what to do if you find yourself in extremely impoverished circumstances and how you can get by, how you can stay warm, how you can stay motivated, how you can look after yourself and look after those who are dependent on you. Now, I was talking about how to make a simple stove out of an old cooking oil can or paint can. It's got to be a lifesaver. This has got to be the most important thing to have at your disposal if you find yourself in extremely impoverished circumstances. And I would say that if you ever find yourself there, okay, and you might think that that's never ever going to happen to you. Well, I thought it would never ever happen to me as well. But I was forced by circumstances beyond my control to leave where I was in a hurry with my children. And we ended up living as homeless people for around about 2 months. And this was some years ago now. This was at the end of 2012 that this happened. And we moved on to the farm that I'm living on, that I own, at the beginning of 2013. But getting back to the can stove, if you find, you can improve its function even more. If you have a supply of bricks at your disposal, okay, you can stack the bricks around the outside of the stove. This works even better if it happens to be a rectangular oil can, by the way. But even if it's a round can, you can still find that you'll be able to stack bricks in a circle around the cooking oil can. And what that will do, the bricks will heat up and it will create what's called thermal mass, which means that the bricks will absorb heat from the fire that you've built in the can. And they will, it's more of a radiant heat than just the heat that comes, you know, just from the fire as it is. It's the difference between getting heat from a fireplace and getting heat from hot pieces iron, which is the stove that the fireplace is made from, okay, or the brickwork that the fireplace is made from. Well, you can do this. You can either do it just with dry bricks, just stacking them around the outside of the can, very close as you can, so that the bricks are actually touching the metal. Or if you are going, if you know that you're going to be in that location for some time, what you can do is you can use mud or earth to make a kind of mortar and use that to stick the bricks together. And what that will do, it'll improve the thermal mass of your impromptu stove even more. And it'll help to make it a tiny bit more permanent. Of course, it won't be completely permanent because, you know, you don't have any permanency when you're a homeless person. That more or less goes without saying. But if you have them just stacked up without any mortar in between them, like any clay or any earth as mortar, you can just stack them up. And then at the end of the evening, when you get the fire, when you're at the stage where you're getting the fire to die down, you can get the bricks when they're cool enough to touch, and you can wrap them in cloth, or you can just even put them in your bedding as is, and it will help to keep your bedding warm. And this literally could be the difference between life and death. And obviously, don't be silly about it. Don't go putting burning hot bricks in your bed. That's just stupid. What I'm talking about is if you put the bricks when they're actually cool enough to touch, but still warm, then you put them in the bed. And we're heading for the bottom of the hour break.
Your way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
100,000 ballots went missing from Wisconsin voter rolls on election night. A semi-rig with 24 pallets of pre-filled-in ballots went from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night. With these kinds of allegations of voter fraud, the mere numbers could easily overturn the election.
The day after the election, the Postal Service supervisor asked me if I'd forgotten ballots the night before. I didn't have any 100,000 ballots were supposedly missing in the state of Wisconsin.
I can tell you I took 24 ballots from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, addresses on them.
But if we don't pick the people that are making the decisions on our behalf, then we have a rogue government doing whatever they want to do.
Mainstream media and William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, claim that they have no evidence of voter fraud. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The White House is getting into the festive spirit. USA Radio News Val Dior takes us on a tour.
First responders and frontline workers are highlighted in the White House Christmas decor that also gives a special nod to Melania Trump's redesigned Rose Garden. Workers on the front lines of the COVID crisis are recognized in the Red Room with a Christmas tree dotted with handmade ornaments, as well as other decorations around the parlor. A buck and a crane are featured in 3D, hanging in windows of the Green Room, where American wildlife is the highlight. Classical urns line an east wing walkway and hold foliage from different regions of the country. The overall decor design is the duty of the First Lady, and she said America the Beautiful is her theme, and that it was inspired by Americans' shared appreciation for our traditions, values, and history. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Problem Solvers Unite. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Problem Solvers Caucus announced a bipartisan COVID relief plan on Tuesday with support from members of the House and Senate.
We've worked in the best interest of what we believe is great for our country, it's good for our states, and we can all go home knowing that we have worked diligently to make sure that the unemployed, the small businesses, the state and local funding, student loan forbearance, everything that's going to come to a halt in December.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Jennifer Isaac speaking here. Keeping the chair warm for Vincent today. He had some farm work to do, so, yep, I'm here. And I'm basically talking today, having a conversation about, which is inspired by Charles from Ohio, about what to do to keep warm. If you find yourself in extremely impoverished circumstances, this is on the level where you are either, sheltering in place, where you've got no utilities, or if you're homeless or some type of circumstance like that,
especially since in many parts of the United States, well, in the whole of the United States, it's winter at the moment, but in many parts of the U.S., it's extremely cold right now. Okay, another thing you can do, I mentioned before the break about the oil can stoves or the paint can stoves, putting bricks around them. There is another thing that you can do, and that is you can make a surround with around the fireplace, which will help to bounce the heat back on you. And you can do this, you can build it up with rocks, or you, if you're fortunate enough to have sheet metal and some sticks, then you can make a sort of a backdrop to the fireplace with pieces of sheet metal. And what this will do, it'll help to protect the fire from wind. And obviously you locate the shelter so that it's going to block the fire from the prevailing wind direction, okay? But as well as that, it will help to balance the heat. Yeah, I just dropped out there for a moment. I'm not quite sure what happened. But, yeah, we were talking about making a buffer for your fire from the wind, and how if you do that either with rocks or with sheet metal or with whatever other material you happen to have on hand, you can do that, and it will help to bounce the heat back onto you instead of that heat getting lost to the environment. And the other thing that it will do is it will help to provide a little bit of privacy for your campsite. And this is very, very important. When you are living as a homeless person, you have to look after your mental health, your psychology, okay? And the one thing that really gets to a lot of people with living as a homeless person is the lack of stability, the lack of structure, and the lack of simple safety in their life. And that is a fundamental psychological need that we all have. We all need to feel safe. And if you are forced to live for a prolonged period of time in an unsafe environment, it can really, really mess with your mind. I'm not even kidding. And this is one of the reasons why homelessness is just such a multifaceted issue. But one thing that really begins to wear down on homeless people's psychology after a while is the simple lack of safety. They can never feel like they have any security. And it may seem a silly thing to think that a couple of pieces of sheet metal placed behind your fire to bounce the heat back on you could help to improve your sense of safety. But it is absolutely marvelous. It's just the simple psychological barrier between you and the rest of the world. But it can make you feel safer. It can make you feel warmer. And it can actually make you sleep a bit better. And if you are living as a homeless person, it is an absolute godsend to be able to get a good night's sleep. It really, really is. And, yeah, this is it. You've got to think of these things. And I don't think that Charleston, Ohio is quite at that level of poverty at the moment. I seem to get the sense that he is in some sort of housing situation where he's just in a really, really basic level of housing, but not necessarily. I don't know his personal circumstances. I'm kind of guessing here. But maybe with not too much access to utilities. So like I said, I'm guessing, but this is, I've been in even more limited circumstances than that. I've been in circumstances in my life where I've had to live in a tent and with two small children, with my two sons at the time. My two sons are both now grown men, and they're doing quite well in the world. But this is it. This is what you have to think of. And the other thing that's really, really important is to keep yourself active, keep your mind busy, and keep your hands busy doing stuff, making stuff, and thinking about stuff, contemplating life. And if you get the chance to make something, either to, you know, make something that will make your life a bit easier out of junk that you happen to find lying around the place, or if you're an artist, then maybe do some art. Use this as an opportunity to engage in some creativity, even if it means going up the road and going to an art supply shop and buying a few art supplies. For, you know, you might think, oh gosh, that's a lot of money. And when you're homeless, sometimes $10 or $20 is a lot of money, you know. But your inner health, the health of your soul, will really benefit from having that something to do, okay? Something to think about, something to contemplate. And then when you look out in the world, you're not just seeing a blank landscape. You're seeing all the possibilities of things to draw, for instance. I don't know if you're an artist or not, but this is what I'm saying. Or you can make devices to make your life easier. For example, let's say you come across a can on the road, then you can take that can home. And if it's got BPA in it, then obviously it's not a good idea to use it as a cooking pot. But if it doesn't have BPA in it, you could make it into a cooking pot, okay? Just simply by getting a nail and banging a couple of holes in the side of it and putting a piece of old fencing wire or something, or whatever you happen to have on hand, through each of the holes, and then you've got a little cooking pot. And, you know, something, I still make repairs on old pots with pieces of fencing wire sometimes. New handles for kettles. You know, sometimes I'll have a kettle that I've gotten from the shop, and it always seems that the Bakelite handles go on them, you know, because I think that what it is I still have wood-fired stoves. And I think that these handles are made for using with gas-fired stoves, and just something about the heat of the wood fire isn't very good for the plastic handles on these little tea kettles that you get to put on top of your stove. Not electric ones, of course. When that happens, I get a piece of fencing wire. Instead of throwing the kettle away, because there's nothing wrong with the kettle, I get a piece of fencing wire and I twist it and I make a new handle for it. and it's good to go, and it's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it, and I feel happy. And, you know, something, even a simple thing like that, there's a real sense of accomplishment when you've done that. And when you finish, even just that sort of simple type of repair of getting an old kettle that doesn't have a handle and making a new handle for it out of some fencing wire, it's a sense of accomplishment that comes with that. And it's a real buzz. It makes you feel happy. And this is the sort of thing that is really, really important to remember and to realize when you're in these sorts of impoverished circumstances, whether you are homeless or whether you do have a home, but it's on a pretty basic level. It's really, really important to keep a positive attitude, keep busy, keep doing things. Okay, and you'll find that you are always on the lookout, okay? When you're going out and about, you sort of, I don't know if you would be able to, leave your campsite for the day, depending on where it was, as is, or if there was a chance of it getting robbed, or if you would have to pack up your camp each time you left it. But either way, you should go out and about and explore your surroundings probably at least once a day. Now, by doing that, you can assess what's going on in your local environment, how many other homeless people there are living in your area. If I ever had to be homeless again, I would not want to live in an area where there were a lot of other homeless people. I've always tended to be kind of a lone wolf. I haven't really changed. And I would certainly say that you have fewer problems living as a homeless person when it's just you and any dependents that you might have. Okay, I think that we are heading into another break, and I'll see you all again.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, keeping the chair warm for Vincent today because he has some farm work to get caught up on before the winter really fully sets in. Anyway, we're talking today how to really live as a person in extremely impoverished circumstances, okay? And before the break, I was talking about how you should try and get up and have a look around in your immediate area, probably at least once a day, because you can find a lot of things out through this. You should try and learn to move without really being seen too much yourself, okay? And I mentioned before the break that if you have to live as a homeless person, it's often not a good idea to move into a homeless camp because, it depends on the individual, I suppose, but with other people come problems, really, and just, people are often homeless for a reason and, so they're generally sorting through some issue or another in their own life. But you might find that on your out-and-about walk that you come across a patch of vegetation, of plants, that you know to be edible. Now, with regards to foraging for plants, I would really advise doing your homework before you try new plants, okay? I would advise getting a field guide, okay? You can often get them from secondhand bookshops for, a very small amount of money. A field guide to local plants, edible and medicinal plants. You may even be lucky to come across a book by somebody like Marjorie Wildcraft, who is also a USA Prepares instructor. But yes, this is it. But if you know that a certain plant is edible and you come across a large patch of it, then you should certainly take notice of it, take notice of the fact that it's there. If you're walking along the road and you find some fresh, the emphasis being fresh, roadkill, of course it's going to be beneficial for you if you cut off a joint of meat and take it home and roast it on your fire. Of course that's going to be good for you. That should, you know, you should not even think twice about that as long as it's fresh meat. And how do you tell if it's fresh? Well, if it's from the night before, and if you go for your walk early in the day, which I would recommend going early in the day rather than later in the day because the early bird catches the worm, then the carcass will still have fairly intact eyes and eyes that look as if they're freshly dead, okay? And you can tell after a while, you know, that's one of the first things. I apologize if there's anyone in the class who's squeamish. You might want to tune out for like 30 seconds or whatever. You know what the eye of, after a while, you know what the eye of a creature that has not been long dead looks like, with, as opposed to a creature that's been dead for a few days. And if it's been dead for any length of time, it probably won't have any eyes because the ravens and the crows and all the rest of them, buzzards and all that, they come and they pick the eyes out. They just do that. And also the nose, okay? So if you get a carcass, roadkill deer or whatever, here in Australia it would tend to be kangaroo rather than deer, although I have seen roadkill deer. The nose. You can smell if a carcass is fresh and you can smell if a carcass is not fresh. So that's another thing to take into consideration. But the other thing is, if the hide is still in reasonably good condition, you might want to consider salvaging that as well. And this is it. You've got to just do, you've got to be active constantly, keeping your mind active, keeping your hands active to stop yourself from dwelling too much on your circumstances, okay? Because as soon as you do that, you begin to go down as a homeless person. That's just how it is. Okay, I think we're heading into the top of the hour news. I'll continue this conversation after the news, more focusing on what to do when you begin to get established in a place again. A place of your own, that is.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.